This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 8 for Friday, August 4th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger Friday, seeing a continuation of yesterday's bounce ahead of the long weekend. Prices up 8 to over $16, November up $16.60 at $797.50 per ton. The canola market will be closed Monday while U.S. futures will trade their usual hours, and speculative positioning ahead of the weekend was a feature. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil provided spillover support for canola, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also higher. Hot and dry prairie weather was also supportive, although most of the canola crop is still thought to be in relatively decent shape. The Canadian dollar, it's holding near unchanged today, providing little direction. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are higher while wheat ended mixed. Soybeans up for the second day in a row, seeing a continued recovery off nearby lows, the November contract up 8 cents at $13.33 per bushel. Yesterday's solid export sales report remained supportive with a rally in crude oil, also spilling over to pull soy oil up today as well. While large Brazilian soybean crops remain a bearish influence in the background, Brazil is reportedly shifting towards moving more recently harvested second crop corn instead of soybeans. Forecasts calling for cooler and wetter conditions across much of the Midwest later in August were a bit bearish, tempering the upside. Corn, due for a modest correction ahead of the weekend, posting small gains up 3 cents in September at $4.84 per bushel. Uncertainty over Black Sea grain movement did remain a feature, with a Ukrainian drone strike on a Russian naval vessel temporarily halting some movement. Argentina's corn harvest is reportedly about 3/4 complete, as dry weather there aided operations. Wheat ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat down 10 cents in the September contract at $8.23 per bushel. Kansas City down 15 cents in September at $7.52.5. Chicago soft wheat, though, up on the day, up 6 cents in September at $6.33 per bushel. Wheat traders are also following the news out of Ukraine and Russia closely, with grain still moving out of the region despite the continued conflict. World wheat supplies are expected to be tight over the next year, according to a new report, due to heat and dryness in a number of key growing regions. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, August 4th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.